I like playing Magic the Gathering and hanging out and chilling. That's about it. I think it's really hot when women dress up as wizards. You should date me because I'm on the Pro Tour, Magic the Gathering Pro Tour. I fly around places and duel for money.
Did you like it?
I was freaking out for a second.
I mean, for good reason. I think that I don't know what we did to the gods to deserve that, but that was a pathetic expression of our attempts to manage technology. So, well, welcome, guys. I'm first of all, thank you for dealing with that. Was like some of the most buffoonish.
I'm just so grateful you guys didn't say, like, you know what?
Fuck these guys. We're gonna blast it all over R4R.
You guys
should never talk to these guys and
don't
endorse
worry,
anything.
Don't worry, we lost looking at R4R. Only like 30 people see it because no one reads the mod posts there.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, no.
You put a sticky post up there, a warning against us, and then we actually get more listeners because of it.
That's not true. Some people read the mod posts. Some people.
Yeah. Some people.
They're not the dirty people.
The dirty people.
Oh, they're looking for making sure they're not crossing any boundaries and breaking the rules.
We have some interesting characters that are regulars.
I am actually
going into this pod, obviously we were doing a little research and kind of looking around, and I think that usually when we talk about a topic, we have a little bit of like we see the endearing side and we kind of look at it and we go, oh, like this is a really interesting reflection of society. So that's kind of the approach we saw at it. But I'm absolutely stoked to hear about the creepers that you guys have too, and some of their problems.
Yeah. One of my favorite. I'm gonna take a minute to tell you guys about my favorite regular, favorite regulars.
Do we want to before we get really hot and heavy and that kind of stuff? Do we want to kind of go over what actually R4R is?
Yeah, sure.
And we should actually also introduce this is Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast about the internet. By way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
And it's my free day.
And then we have, I guess you guys go by Zath in fourth on
yes.
Reddit?
Yes.
Sweet.
Yep.
Is that it, or is it fourth the inversion and Zath the something else?
I'll eat 100.
Zath 100. Nice.
Most of the time, anytime I post, it obviously comes up as fourth inversion, but right. Most people just call me fourth.
Oh, cool.
Like on the Discord server, anytime I talk to anybody over there, they just usually shorten it to fourth.
Cool.
I like that. Okay. Well, all right. So today we're talking about R4R, which I think if anybody is unfamiliar with Reddit, I know that we have some people that listen to this podcast who are kind of Reddit noobs. That's r/r4r. This is an extremely popular sub. It has 100.
Easy to describe.
What's that?
/r/r4r.
I know. Yeah, exactly. If that doesn't introduce you to the strange way that Reddit works, then I don't know what is. But so it's 125,000 readers, and there are almost 1,300 on there right now. So this is, where do you guys rank in the Reddit list?
What was it like? Shoot, I wanted to say like
we're
200.
I was to say I know we're not in the top 100.
Oh, you're not in the top 100.
No,
we're just. I think we're around 200, 250.
Wow.
Oh, that's mind blowing. We did one the other day that was only like it was less than 1,000, and I kind of when you start thinking about if you're barely in the top 200 and you're at almost 150,000. It's like you think of all the underlings, all the strange subs underneath. It's like the beauty of Reddit. But
I know,
I'm
going to
go
awesome.
On a tangent. I don't
like,
need
I
to.
Just started a sub about a couple weeks ago. I think I probably like ranked like 5 trillion. but check it out. It's r/adultbabies.
You're really pushing the adult babies thing hard.
Well, I kind of want to know from you. Like, we'll get into it, but I want to know from you guys, like, how did you nurture this thing? Like, any awesome tip. So we're excited to talk.
You're trying to franchise adult babies.
I mean,
and leave our podcast.
I want everyone to know as much about adult babies as they can.
Okay. All right. So so this one, so I'll read verbatim what the description on the sub is, but obviously as mods, you guys have a lot better interpretation of what that actually means. So I'll just read this, and then you guys can start telling us all about it, because we're really interested in this one in particular. So whether you're looking for a platonic or non-platonic friends, gaming buddies, online friends, soulmates, travel mates, smoking buddies, activity partners, friends with benefits, or casual encounters, this is the place to find and seek. Specifically, different Redditors, I assume, right?
Yeah.
Cool. So does that sum it up? Or because I feel like when we look through it, it's most of them are like, single man in Wyoming, love cats. So
looking for a woman.
Looking for
who doesn't love cats.
So what's the how does it really work, and like what's the culture behind it?
Well, a big part of the culture of R4R is that sometimes we get a lot of like just super lonely people, and you know, different strokes for different folks. So sometimes you get people who are like very upfront about what they're looking for. And then other times we get people who are like, entertain me, I'm bored.
Right. Yeah.
What's the mix between the platonic and the non-platonic kind of sides of these, of the R4R breakdown?
Probably 60-40 non-platonic.
Yeah, 60-40.
Wow. So the majority, I got it mixed up. So yeah, the majority are looking for like boobs and stuff.
Yeah, a good bit.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because I feel like I
would guess it'd be more, but
yeah, hey, that's kind of a
good on you, humans.
Well, there are other subs that are. I think. I mean, this is a crass analogy, but it's kind of like Gone Wild. There are like a million sub Gone Wilds. I think there's a bunch of like sub specific R4Rs, right?
Yes. There are regional R4Rs, and there are also
specific R4Rs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know dirty R4R exists, because it's always... If you search by new... What's that?
It's basically how Gone Wild merged into R4R.
Did that actually happen? Is that something that happened on Reddit?
No, it's a joke, because dirty R4R is so close to Gone Wild.
Right. That's why I was, because whenever I will go through Reddit and I'll sort by new and just go straight by new, I see a ton of dirty R4R. It's like you always see people that are just like thirsty, man. They just like,
I love them.
They go straight for it.
They're just like, listen,
I know.
I want someone to ding-a-ling my willy, dip it in some sun butter, and like, et cetera, et cetera. And there's going to be someone on the internet that is also into that. And that's what I think is so cool about.
I've never heard that euphemism before.
Oh, dingle your willy and dip it in some sun butter.
Sun
butter is just my new favorite condiment.
Okay.
What the hell is sun butter?
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God. Let's take a minute real quick. It's like peanut butter, only with sunflower seeds.
Whoa.
Ooh. So it's for, you know, people who like die when they kiss someone who's eaten a Reese's cup.
That's
like,
a myth.
It's for them.
Fake news.
But it's really good.
Allergies are fake news.
I spread it in between two cookies and make a sandwich out of it. And then I eat like 12 of them.
That sounds good.
Or you fondle another person.
Yeah.
So.
Or yeah, like I find someone on R4R and like we both do that naked. Hot. Yes.
So tell us, that's a perfect segue into like, I'm very curious as to what a typical R4R story or relationship is in normal R4R, not dirty R4R.
We actually have a good bit of people who get ghosted.
Oh.
Oh.
How? What's
so
like?
That means,
what's an example?
Like, you were supposed to show up at the Holiday Inn on Route 59, but you didn't show up.
No, like I mean, internet ghosted, where they form a relationship, they're talking, everything's seemingly fine,
and then their wife,
and then
them.
Out of nowhere, one person blocks the other, and
no,
like,
oh,
yeah,
oh, so it goes as far as blocking. It's not just like that person vanished and here we are. It's like.
Wow.
They're cutting from their life.
Do you think that's because people are in relationships and they're sort of like going behind their partner's back and this is like their side ass, and then when if that gets too hot they like cut ties? Or
I think that some of it is because some people move too quickly on the internet. Right.
They fall in love like in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then they
gets
really
too real.
Really overwhelmed because it's like, oh crap.
yeah
now I like I want like 1,000 jerk partners. I don't want like one lover.
Yeah.
Maybe, because who knows? Like, yeah, if things get too serious too fast, you know, it changes the dynamic you have right. with all your other R4R partners, I guess.
So how quickly, do these people, it's a huge sub, so I mean, overgeneralizing is probably dangerous, but from your guys' experience as mods, how often do you see these people turn this into either physical, real, like IRL relationships, or are they mostly like, I'm actually very comfortable leaving this kind of in the cyber world?
Go ahead. So I actually, my relationship with my husband started out as an online only relationship. We met on a dating website whenever I was visiting family where he's stationed. And so I was also part of the long distance subreddit. And in my browsing of that, I've seen quite a few long distance relationships start from R4R.
Wow.
That's amazing. That's really inspiring. See, that's the kind of stuff that I really love hearing about, not only just about Reddit, but I think in these subcultures, because I think that's the beautiful and powerful thing, I think, obviously, about something like Reddit, or just in general, something like R4R, where you'll create a relationship with somebody without any real expectation of it developing into something that feels truly profound and blossoms into something that's really special solely based on an online persona, which I think is just a very interesting thing. So you and your husband met on a traditional dating site, I assume, right?
We met on Tinder, actually.
Oh,
Tinder, oh my God. My old roommate met her husband on Tinder too. Congratulations.
After your Tinder romance, did then you start the sub R4R, or was it already going?
I don't think you guys didn't start it, right? You guys are just
no,
you're mods.
Yeah. Okay. It's actually pretty new, and I've been here for about a year and a half, 2 years now.
Got it.
Wow.
So you chose Tinder over R4R. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this drama.
Oh, man. I know, right? She's a traitor.
God, this would have been such good publicity.
Yeah.
So what actually drew you guys to being a mod here? That's a fascinating thing, because I think a lot of these subs are really specific intrinsic interests for people that drives them to obviously be like, if you're on like Woe Dude or something, right? You're probably a little bit of a stoner who's you know, into, I don't know, like Alex Gray paintings or whatever.
Or like if you're a mod at Adult Babies, like exactly. Maybe you're an adult baby.
Maybe you play Dream Daddy too much.
Maybe.
So what drew you guys into R4R?
I'm going to let Zeth answer that one quick first, because I actually don't know, and I'm curious to know what made him decide to be a mod.
I'm trying to quit right now, to be completely honest. So yeah,
I want to know about the mod lifestyle.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Let's see here. What drew me to into being a mod? Well,
yeah, you're the first mod we've spoken to. So, I mean, yeah. I just think for the listeners and people who don't really know what the job entails, like if you could just talk about sort of what a mod means, because this is a big sub.
Right.
And so how much work goes into it? Like, are they paying you a million trout a month? Like what's, how does it break down?
We get paid in angry mod mail. That's what we get paid.
Yeah,
in.
Yes. Currency of tomorrow.
Passion, baby. Passion.
The greatest cryptocurrency.
Our currency is in rage. Let's see. What drew me to being a mod? Honestly, what drew me to being a mod being bored and having a lot of free time. But also, I actually used to post on R4R a lot.
Oh, cool.
Looking for people. And I got... I got used to posting, and I started to make it more and more elaborate. I started to experiment and see what I could post to get the most attention, just to see. And so I started writing little novellas and stuff.
Oh, that's amazing.
Cheesy ending with like, oh, by the way, this is me, PM. And then I just started going crazy ones too. Like I had a spy one. I had like a director one. It was insane. So after a while, what was it? I think I posted a little early, and one of the mods, not a famous actor was his name. He messaged,
oh, God.
You post a little early. I go, oh man, sorry. He goes, I've read your stuff before. It's fine. He goes, cool. And I go, by the way, I bet you're a famous actor. He goes, I'm not a famous actor.
My name is very literal.
That's poetic.
And so basically after joking around, and I'm pretty sure he's James Dean. Just saying.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's amazing. Not only is it a famous actor, it's the famous actor.
Yeah, who faked his death like we all know.
No, the porn star.
No, he's talking about the porn star.
Oh, right.
The other James Dean.
That's what I was talking about, too.
It's James with a Y and Dean with a Y.
That's cool. That's interesting that he would actually be on something like R4R.
Well, the guy is a total fuck machine. He needs to get it all the time.
Yeah. But I don't know. If you were a fuck machine, you wouldn't. Actually, that's an interesting question. Now we're getting into theoreticals, but if James Dean was actually hanging out on R4R, that's a fascinating thing because he fucks constantly. His job is fucking.
Maybe.
So he's probably going for like World of Warcraft buddies.
Yeah.
And not like,
or
you
emotional
know,
intimacy.
Because everyone's. Yeah, he walks down the mall. He walks through the mall.
I don't know.
Promenade.
There's some pornos that James Dean has done where it's like, you know, just normal people. It's just normal women.
Oh, yeah.
He's
like
actually,
he does casting calls for women.
Yeah, he's really? Like well regarded as like a woman friendly porn star.
Wait, no, he's not.
Well,
I think he's the one
he
who.
Was.
Yeah,
he was.
Well,
until
yeah,
he was.
Until he got accused of sexual harassment. And rape
yeah, I
and
feel
stuff.
Like yeah, he got accused of a bunch of things.
Anyway,
yeah.
Continue. Tell us everything.
Well, after chatting with him for a while, what was it? I mentioned something. He said bring it up to the mods. I tell him. I say, like, hey, you know what would be funny? He goes, you guys should totally make me a mod. Just like, oh man, that'd be funny. Right? Because that was never going to happen. There's like 100,000.
That's the oldest game in the book.
Yeah, you were just like the R for R fanfic guy.
You know what would be funny? Is if you put me on your team. Dude, that would be so hilarious. It would be such a funny joke.
It's a classic maneuver. It works.
2 years later.
Works 10% of the time.
Yeah, he literally messaged me like the next day and goes, okay, I talked to the other mods. You're in. What?
Wow.
Right on.
That's amazing.
So they get together on their roundtable council and they go through all your posts and they go like, is this guy mod material?
Right.
And then they do like a Roman thumbs up, thumbs down situation.
Yeah.
Right. I bet. And
yeah.
And they let you in. That's exciting. Would you say it's the like one of the more exciting things that happened to you in the last couple years?
In your life?
In my life. Oh, man. Oh, now I gotta try to think back through my life. You know, excuse me while I have like this really dramatic flashback. It's gonna be like 3 minutes while I blaze into the abyss.
Oh, we'll put in some music. Actually, we won't. It's been hard enough to get to this point.
You
I'm
got
not
picked
do
for one of the
here.
Like best. That's like making like the one of the most popular teams on the internet.
Yeah, you're like the third draft pick.
It's great,
and that's not meant as an insult.
Do you know anything about sports?
Really good. Okay. Yeah, it's about a sports ball.
It's about a
sports ball.
It's like the third pick in a sports game.
Yeah. Like,
do you mean third pick or third round?
Third, you know, third player, third base. Third base.
Yeah, there we go.
Good job.
So do you guys, in terms of the mod community, and I don't want to make this entirely about mods because I think we're going to be having more mods on and we love talking to mods because I think. We obviously
you guys
try
are
to,
our first mod.
Well,
so.
we try to come at you are our first. We try to come at this thing as you know as
layman
Reddit somewhat outsiders who love it, who know it, but like I'm not even going to pretend that we know everything about R4R or know everything about any of these things. So in terms of being a mod, though, do you have much interface with other mods and the rest of the mod community? And are there sub question? Are there celebrity mods? I don't mean literally celebrities, but I mean people that you're just like, holy
like
shit.
Like Gallo Boob.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. So
tell us about
Gallo Boob.
Gallo Boob is the number one reposter on Reddit.
What?
He is.
Whoa. Yes, he is.
Is that a bad title?
Yes and no.
Okay.
He's the most unoriginal person on all of Reddit.
Yeah,
yes.
Nice.
Like,
that's
so,
a terrible, terrible title, but also an accomplishment.
I'm about like 98% sure that Gallo Boob uses something called Later for Reddit.
Oh.
And he goes through and he analyzes different, like the time. So Later for Reddit, if you use the paid version of it, you can actually like create a post up like up front, and then it'll look at everything for a week out, and then it'll decide when the best time to post your content is on a specific sub.
Oh, so we're talking like a very well-organized social bot type
thing.
That
is cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Later, I've used for Reddit to schedule like mod posts.
Oh, yeah. Of course. I mean, there's a good reason for it. Yeah. That's not karma whoring.
Right. Totally.
So that's
interesting that there's like all these different personas amongst mods.
Well, I would know that. Is that a mod? Is Galabub a mod or is it just somebody?
Gallowbob.
Yeah. So Galabub actually, he mods a couple of different subreddits, but I think he might mod Awe.
Oh, really?
Like, I think so. You have to double check me and look at the mod list.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a high ranking. He's like a Freemason at that point.
Yeah, there's a couple. He's like, he's pretty much as well known as, like Shitty Watercolor or
of course. Mm-hmm. Spez,
Wild Sketch Appeared, Spez. Like he's up there with them.
Wow,
that's pretty crazy.
I'm trying to think of one of the mods that I really enjoy watching is what's the legal advice troll?
I don't know.
A legal advice troll. Is it like shitty legal advice, or is it literally somebody that just goes in and reneges on bad legal advice?
There's a guy in legal advice who is also a complete troll, but he is like a lawyer. He actually gives good advice, but in the rudest way possible.
I love
Incredible.
It.
Incredible. So you like just admire watching him work.
He shames you for the trouble you're in.
That's kind of how we feel about Ken M. I think everybody feels this way about Ken M, but that's like...
I really don't understand Ken M humor.
Really?
Like, I get that, like, everybody else thinks it's like, hilarious. It's funny. Every time there's a Ken M post, there's, like, a ton of upvotes on it. And I'm like, I really don't find this funny. I don't know if there's something wrong with me, like, if it's just not my type of humor.
He's baiting people into these little dumb traps. And and I think, like, it gets funny when they get upset.
I almost feel like the humor of Ken M isn't the post itself, it's the journey getting there.
Yeah.
Because it's just like the fact that it is, he represents essentially old people Facebook as a single identity.
Right. But he's a parody.
Oh, he's a parody, but then the fact that he does it in places like Yahoo News or like
Denny's.
Home Cooking Network or whatever, Home Shopping Network, like those, that's the funny part because you end up getting these people, these like flyover state Missouri moms, right?
Oh, thanks. Thanks for that.
Are you a flyover state Missouri mom?
I'm from Missouri.
I'm from Ohio, so I can't really. I'm saying that very self-effacing.
I'm from Illinois.
Oh, we have a slew of Midwesterners.
Yeah, no, I think the best people come from the Midwest. Sorry, Frida.
Sorry, Fried.
That was boring.
From Seattle.
Sorry, Zach.
Glorious.
Sorry,
you guys are West Coast liberals.
That's right, Manifest Destiny, bruh.
But I think it's the fact that he's so capable of getting like people like my dad to come in and just be like, "Oh, you're full of shit, Ken M." Yeah, and then he says something that makes the person who's getting seriously offended go, "Oh, I see what's happening now."
Yeah, like oh,
yeah, it's
God.
getting people upset is what when it gets
right.
really funny.
I
think
it's like when I personally get upset at satire articles, and then later, like days later, realize it was satire.
Yeah,
yep.
I hate when that happens. Anyway,
Anyways.
R for R.
So yeah, so let's talk a little bit more about some. I want to hear some of the. Usually, what we do, as you guys know, is we kind of go through some of the top posts, either all time or of this week or whatever. And when I was going through R4R, looking at the top posts, there were a couple in there that I thought were interesting that I would love for you guys to break down for us a little bit.
Sure.
So let's talk about the cruise first, right?
Oh, lordy!
So tell us about that story. I'm very curious.
So this woman decided that. She had two cruise. I don't have the post in front of me, so I can't reference it. But she,
give me a second. Is it all time or this?
All earlier? Time.
It's probably on all time, but it was very recent that this happened. This woman had an extra cruise ticket, and she said that she didn't want to go alone. So she posted on R4R looking for someone to go with her, and then she posted an update like less than a week ago, I think. And she said that her cruise had been canceled due to hurricanes Irma and Jose.
Jesus.
Likely excuse.
But.
Busted.
Wait, what's the but?
She had found someone to go with her, and they had actually started a relationship.
That's adorable.
Oh my God. So now that the cruise doesn't exist, did he stick around?
Yeah, he stuck around.
True love.
In the update post, she put that she was going to be, she had already met him once and that she was going to be going to visit him again.
That's like, so cool.
It's like the plot to Coming to America. Like, do you love me even though I'm not rich?
Yes.
And have cruise ship tickets.
Yeah. Oh my God. I love that story.
That's the secret of our stub is that we actually aren't just for dating. We totally are here to inspire cheesy romance movies.
Yes, I'm ripping off.
You know what, though? That actually is a great segue into the other one
Reese Witherspoon
that I was very, very curious about. Because there's another one that is the Seeking Practice Boyfriend.
Oh, yes.
The top one, which was... I could not tell if this was literally a plot, because it kind of looked like it was a plot from a movie that people had seen, or... If it's real, tell me about that person.
I want to pull something like this.
Did you read the story, Doug Boos?
Yes.
Oh.
So this woman, have you guys seen this one?
Yeah, obviously. That was actually the first thing I ever saw when I came to RFR.
Oh, really?
This might actually be a little bit before my time, because this isn't ringing any bells for me.
Oh, get ready.
Damsel in mental distress.
So, yeah, she's based, like, Zath knows.
Yeah, why don't you let Zath, I'm very curious what he has to say about this. He probably has a better relationship with it.
Especially since it, like, sparked your interest in this entire sub.
Well, basically what I've noticed from it was a lady about 34, and she was looking for a guy to be a practice boyfriend. She wanted a guy to help her learn how to date someone without actually dating them. And
I actually could use that
because of what was it, therapy?
I actually do remember this story now.
Smelling a straight A student,
he told her that she should try something like this.
Yeah.
And so she said, "What I need from you goes to go on 1 to 3 hour dates with me once or twice a week for a month. Then suddenly start spending every waking moment with me." So my therapist can work with me on slowing things down.
Do you know if this is real, or is this a story that someone, is this like a contrived story that was kind of up for the lulz?
Found about it a couple places. See, it's actually real.
Oh my God.
Wow.
See, like read all the bullet points because they're freaking hilarious.
What's in it for you? I will pay for 75% of the meals we have together.
Damn.
I love it.
What's in it for you? You get to go to couples therapy with me.
Yeah. I mean, this is...
I would say, Zath, read for the listeners, like, the rest of the things that she needs from her practice boyfriend. Because they're good. They're real good.
To text me on an inconsistent basis with frequent one-word ambiguous replies to my heartfelt questions so I can practice managing the grave anxiety that causes me. Those use a lot of emoticons. To reinforce my good behavior. So if I ask you to do something in a non-manipulative way, you have to do it.
It does.
To keep secret pics of your super hot ex-girlfriend in places I'm likely to find them for exposure therapy purposes. if you're looking to date this person, wouldn't it be like, okay? Anyway.
Yeah.
The last one is to be really affectionate with me in private, but then act cold and disinterested in public, and especially around your friends. Also, be prepared to have multiple conversations about this. She's already getting mad about it.
I mean, for me, if I saw this, I would be, I'm down. You know what I mean?
And would
I
don't you be mean intrigued? It, like,
you're down for the article that you could write about it on Vice, but I don't know if you're down.
No,
for the,
but I would be down. Like, I would be like, I want to know what this person's all about.
Yeah.
Because this is, I mean, it's...
I'd like to meet them.
Right.
Like, wow, you are
I
like...
I can tell you what you... she's all about.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Tell me what this is all about.
She's a thinker,
she,
man.
She thinks that it's her own fault that guys ghost her because she's too clingy. And she wants to work towards not being clingy anymore.
Yeah.
Whenever in reality, guys are just assholes sometimes.
Exactly. I want to talk to her therapist who told her to do this and be like, no, you should be telling her she's a totally normal woman who deserves better.
Do you think so? This is so forth. You're under the impression this isn't with absolute sincerity, this post.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is. It's a little out there and a little weird, but I think that this is her own personal form of punishment for herself, where she's trying to recondition herself to not be so clingy or attached or what have you.
Or learn to deal with it better.
I will say that this is...
she wants to better her coping mechanisms.
I like
this. This is like a brilliantly written post too, though. So this is kind of why I'm like, I would love to meet this person, because...
it's really funny.
You meet her and you're probably... she's probably... I guarantee she's like, I was a little drunk when I wrote that. Hi, what's up? Yeah. And then kind of like she's like funny and self-deprecating in a really charming way.
Yeah. The crazy will come out in like 2 weeks, though. Give it 2 weeks.
I don't think that she'd be drunk when writing that, because she said in the post she's getting less.
Oh, you're right. Yes. Oh, that's right. I did see that.
She's really smart and she's a good writer and she's super
funny.
She's
a lawyer.
And she's a lawyer.
And she's a lawyer.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Makes six figures, lives at her parents' place.
You know who she seems exactly like is the show My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend? Like,
yes. Well, that's so this is
kind of reminiscent of that character.
And
right?
This is why I asked that, because there's in the comments, people actually say, I think I've seen this in a show or a movie before, or something like that.
Okay.
Which is part of the reason why I was asking, because I think that this is, you know, this is a trend for people that are unfamiliar with Reddit. Like, this is a trend on Reddit. Like, sometimes people will create really, really elaborate fictional stories in places where nonfiction is it's meant to be nonfictional. But sometimes people, I mean, you see this a lot on like No Sleep and places like that, where it's like, this is a totally true story, this blank blank, and people go, not a true story, but you're a brilliant writer. Mm-hmm. I'm still giving this an upvote, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think that this one, I'm curious, because a lot of the people are like, wasn't that a romantic movie? Or was what the top comment is, wasn't that a romantic comedy movie plot? Right. And then you kind of see there's a little bit of dialogue with a person. But even if it was, I go, it's kind of like when you see somebody list something in a really hilarious way on Craigslist. Right. You go, I don't need a couch, but goddamn it, I'm going to buy that couch.
All my Craigslist ads are, I try a little extra just to, I usually get responses too. Like,
totally.
You know, giving away free dirt or garbage. Like, there's a right way to write it.
You get free garbage.
Free garbage.
With this couch.
Hey.
That's really cool. Honestly, like, this is what I really like about the subreddit, is because, like, I could see myself doing this.
Totally.
Like, for different reasons. I'm not clingy. It's like, I feel like I would be the opposite, and I would want a practice boyfriend to be like, make me not be super cold. And,
I think your practice boyfriend would be like, come in my room with a knife and try to kill me and let me defend every night.
Yeah. And like, be prepared to get hurt.
Yeah, but now you have to like fight off attackers.
Yeah, I'm going to train myself to not kill myself.
And after 6 months, you would be kung fu motherfucker. Yeah.
I would
be
like,
awesome.
Practice boyfriend needed, release 50 spiders into my room at night and literally convince me not to commit suicide.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I need out of a practice boyfriend.
Yeah. Be like, and the guy's going to be like, but can I like touch your boobs?
Yeah,
and
I'm
be
like, no. Yeah.
This is about spiders.
This is about spiders.
we're talking a lot about the relationship component of these, which obviously is for good reason, but you know, I'm really interested in the platonic stuff. Frida and I both have long, well, you have a wife now and I have a very long-term girlfriend.
Technically it's a baby mama.
Technically it's a baby mama, but I
don't be rude, man.
I thought you got married over the weekend.
I can barely
remember that.
But in terms of, I would love, and we've talked about this on the pod actually, about we want to actually get somebody, and maybe you guys can help us do this by even publishing this somehow or helping us with this. We would love to get somebody that we meet on R4R and bring them into the pod.
Just
and
be our
like,
friend.
Be a friend and hang out. Totally platonic. Touch one of our boobs, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. But we love, the platonic element's really interesting, right? Because I think there is a real market for people who are just like, hey, I got a ticket to the Dodgers game. All my friends are busy, or
I'm in a new city and I don't have.
Yeah,
friends
I'm in a new
yet.
City.
I
love this board game. I don't know anybody else is into it. So, what are some of those stories, and what's kind of the culture around the platonic side of R4R?
We get a lot of ones that are exploring your city.
Mm.
Cool. Where, so it's like I'm visiting Des Moines, and I need somebody to. I want somebody to like show me a good bar.
Yeah, stuff like that, or somebody who's new to town and doesn't have a whole lot of friends yet, but still wants to go out and do things, but not by themselves.
It's kind of, I mean, like Airbnb has created this like tonal community vibe that everyone who uses it's like cool and hip and like loves each other.
Right.
Do you feel like the community of R4R has a similar sort of connectivity and like really a community? Like, do they trust each other just for being there?
I would say that the Discord community does, but I would not say that the subreddit does.
Okay. Yeah, no, we have way too many trolls and catfish for that to be true.
Okay.
And a lot of times people will just post and wait for responses, or they'll, you know, a lot of the interaction on R4R happens through PMs.
Oh, okay.
So that leads to a disconnect.
Right.
Right.
Where it's like hard to track these kinds of interactions.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we have to like publicly ask for info, and then people can just say anything.
Right.
Yeah, so that's another fascinating question. What are some of the stories that you go, oh, bad reflection R4R? Like what are some of the things that have happened? And you don't need to go into like grisly details, like the Boston Strangler found everybody on R4R or something strange like that. But like, what are some things that you go, oh, this went awry?
Like the Craigslist murderer.
Well, we don't have to murder. I mean, I don't think this is about murder. I just mean that some of those things that you're just like, this happens.
We're like a comedy murder podcast.
Where someone wronged another user. It was two users, and one user wronged another one. And the girl who was wrong ended up posting a warning for all the other users on there and was like, this is a catfish. I met him in person and things were cool. And then he turned into an asshole. And so she like posted selfies of the two of them. So
wow. She doxed him.
Yeah, she 100% doxed him. And we had to do some damage control on that. And we were like, you can leave the post up, but you have to edit his face out. You cannot have his face or his real name. Right. You can leave the post up. You can leave his username up. You can do whatever you want with that, but you absolutely have to take his face out.
Did he commit a crime, or was it just like emotional, like assholiness?
It was emotional, mostly.
Yeah, because that's where it gets weird for you guys. Is like, if it's not a crime or anything, and he's just a dick, it's like it's hard to stop that in the world.
We got the real police,
right.
Now but do you guys have interface with like the Reddit brass and stuff when things like this happen? Like if you have a situation that you're just like, damn, this went crazy. Hey, Spez or whatever. What's that?
They hate us.
Really?
They hate us. We have so many messages to them. They just straight up ignore even what we think is like a huge deal.
Hey, you're Zath, your mic, I think maybe either make it a little bit close to your face or something, because it's not coming through very sharp.
I think you're on a highway.
Can you hear me now?
A little bit. Are you
jogging or driving?
Are you in a tunnel?
Are you in the tunnel?
One second.
We get little moments of beautiful Zath voice, and then other moments where you're like a distant, ghastly figure in the background.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
No.
I think it's worse.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like he's talking through one of those like kitty microphone alterers. That's what it sounds
like.
Like
a karaoke machine I got for Christmas in 1988.
Oh god, it's worse.
Of course.
It's getting worse.
Fourth, if you want to answer some questions, we hear you really well.
Sure.
Yeah, Fourth, go ahead. I'll bring up mine after.
Okay. So the question about the admins. Yes, the admins, they're not huge fans of us because we have so many issues with either doxing or we just have issues with our users.
Right. And we have a lot of catfish, a lot of people who
We have a lot of catfish, and a lot of the times we also have issues where you're not supposed to post like outside accounts, and since we're such a big sub, they actually hold us to that. So that's our second rule. The first rule is that you have to be over 18 to use a sub. The second rule is that you cannot post any outside usernames or profiles or anything like that. So right. I know that on some of the smaller subreddits, like there's an OKCupid subreddit. You're allowed to post your OKCupid profile.
Right.
Yeah.
The mods don't do anything. Yeah. And it's such a small sub that the admins don't care.
Right.
Well, that's interesting because I feel like they're... So, you know, I think that the... R4R is such an unique thing about Reddit, right? Because it's solely for people on Reddit. I mean, you're not going to be on there unless you in some capacity are involved in the Reddit community, because it's probably going to seem archaic or confusing, right?
Yeah.
And
it's basically a better Craigslist meetup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. That's what it kind of feels like.
Yeah, it feels like a better version, a more connected version.
Yeah. But I think because of it, I think a lot of the problems that you typically run into with subs like this that have like a really unique culture that kind of has unique issues is there are what would you call it? Like, ooh, the highway went away.
Maybe Zaith went away too.
Right. Oh, sorry. I think that one is actually probably me. I'm
Are you walking across the highway right now?
No, oh, you're driving. We're driving. And I think that was probably the air conditioner.
Oh, cool.
Oh,
sorry about that.
It's totally cool.
No worries.
So you have things like the Donald, for instance, which obviously I'm not going to put you guys in the same category as the Donald. But, you know, the Donald's interesting because you end up having these kind of spawns of the Donald that just like banned from the Donald. And then all these other things that are directly related to the issues that subreddit has. Right. So. Do you guys have those with R4R where it's like R4R catfishing and then all it is like it's stories of people that have been catfished on R4R and things like that?
We had one instance where we had a mod who went rogue, and he was before my time, but I know the story.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So this mod actually tried to create a separate R4R without all the issues that we have, and he got caught and they fired him.
Corporate espionage.
And I think it was
the admins, and the admins I think banned the subreddit. Yeah, it was called True R4R.
Ooh, that's some spicy news.
I like we just throw like real R4R in front of it. Like,
yeah, it makes you seem like no way do I have a grudge.
Yeah. Yeah. Not the fucking lame R4R.
R/ not the lame R4R.
Authentic R4R for people who are serious.
People who don't suck nuts, bro.
R4R.
R4R. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fascinating because I wonder. I mean, usually I feel like Reddit is so I don't know if they're supportive, but usually when things like that happen, they're kind of chill with it. You know what I mean? I mean, you have things, and I'm using banned from the Donald because it's hard not. I mean, I'm banned from the Donald. I think everybody's banned from the Donald, right?
Yeah, but I am not banned from the Donald.
But you're not banned from the Donald.
Yeah. Right on.
Congratulations. I got banned from the Donald for something insanely innocuous.
What?
Like it was something like it was something like isn't the election over? And be like, nope, get out of here.
Get the hell out.
You're not one of us. Yeah.
They are running
never over.
They are running campaign ads right now in California. So
yeah,
that's true. That's
I'm
true.
Like, what?
Never over.
Got 4 years still.
I know.
No.
So tell us. So I don't know if we were recording when we said this, but at some point you had mentioned you have some very interesting users of R4R.
Yes.
I want to hear a couple anecdotes of some of the people that you're just like, wow, this what a character, good or bad. I'm very curious.
Okay. This is a little messed up, but this is a story that our other mods tell us because I wasn't there at the time. It was just way earlier in R4R back when our head mod and a couple of the other ones were still there right before I was there.
Hold on, Zeth. Before you go forward, because I can already tell this is going to be a compelling story, we got to figure out this mic situation. I don't know if you want to like push it a little bit closer to your face or like adjust the cord or something.
Point your head north.
Yeah. We're getting moments where you're so clear, and then we get moments where you sound like you're like... talking through.
Or do you have a different set of headphones? Do you have a different pair of headphones that have like a better mic on them?
Is this better?
It's
getting better.
Yeah. Okay, I just unplugged and replugged in. Let me try something.
That's better.
That sounds good.
I think it's just the cellular connection.
Maybe. Can you try it without the actual headphones and maybe go like ear to phone?
Is okay.
Nope.
Worse.
That's way worse. Strange.
Okay. is it okay for me to start, or is it?
Yeah, we'll.
Hey.
Well, hey, man.
Tentatively.
Yeah.
Well, I would say we'll fix it in post, but we all know that that's not going to happen. So.
I'll hold this up like the Lion King or something. This phone.
Okay.
Well,
we'll be extra attentive.
So the story that that they always tell us was there was a guy from the Middle East who messaged asking for women because and he said that he's willing to move to America and that he is willing to be her toilet.
Willing to be her what?
Toilet.
Oh, the toilet guy.
Whoa, toilet guy.
Wait, what?
From the Middle East. Looking to move to America and willing to be her toilet.
I don't understand. Yes.
Like,
toilets
like
are porcelain.
Like a literal toilet. Like he wanted to.
He wants to eat shit and drink piss
on my face.
Huh?
So I feel like that's where, as a mod, you go, "Hey, man, welcome to R4R." There's another sub, by the way, called Dirty R4R. Maybe you consider that.
Yeah. Hey, man. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Or what?
Scram.
Why not let him have at it?
Who cares? Did anybody say anything? Did anybody respond?
I mean, I'm sure there's some woman who wants a
toilet.
This
is before my time, so I wouldn't be able to tell you that. I just know the actual thing was that, yeah, guy wanted to be a woman's toilet.
Yeah.
So this is a story that's like told through generations of mods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that is the famous toilet story.
We only actually have one mod on our current mod team who is part of the original team.
Oh, wow.
And his name is the
Audio Old Hezekiah.
Slave.
Audio.
What's
slave.
It, what's his name?
The Audio Slave. With
the Audio Slave.
Yeah, but the O in audio is actually a zero.
Cool.
A zero.
Yeah. So.
Because he's on.
Because he wants to be different. And
yeah,
he's,
I know.
He wants to be different.
I get that.
We might have to ask him. We're sending him a PM about the toilet bowl guy. I mean, that might be where
did he
kinda
digest the poo and pee like a toilet?
I don't know if he pulled into it,
because like your body has essentially pipes.
Yeah,
and a toilet's a pipe.
You're going mm-hmm. anatomical at this right now.
That's the only way I think, bro. It's the only way I think. Okay. I'm a man.
I'm
one
just
of the
like
other,
thinking about how it works. All right.
One of the other users that really sticks out in my mind when I think of like unique, like kind of freaky posts is this guy who he used to post pretty regularly. I think it was about once a week. That was whenever I first started using R4R. I'm pretty sure it was about once a week. And I don't remember his username at all. I remember that he was in New York and he was an actual doctor.
Oh.
And his post was always titled, "The Doctor Will See You Now."
Whoa. Somebody wants to play doctor.
Excited to see where this goes.
He would basically try to make it as medical as possible, and it was a form of like orgasm therapy. That's what he wanted to do.
Come on.
Orgasm therapy. Isn't that just orgasms?
We weren't born yesterday, yeah. Doctor. We know
wait,
what you're after.
So is his
but
pitch
not,
like you can't
very
orgasm?
Very obviously be like, I'm looking for a sexual partner, but he would do it in a way that it would seem
like you're waiting in a doctor's office.
Yeah, extremely different.
Yeah.
And it would be more like you were going to see like a therapist.
I love people's fetishes.
The fetishes and also the creativity of how people do this. You know what I mean? Because I think with places like this, and you see this every once in a while, like there's a really good subreddit for Tinder actually, and it's just like screenshots of people saying hilarious shit in Tinder.
Yeah.
But you know, I think there's this whole interesting wave of creativity in the kind of R4R / OkCupid / Tinder. Like how can you express yourself with as much creativity to where if you're like maybe a little chubby, maybe a little like, you know, you're not very confident about your blank, whatever it is.
One of my favorite Tinder screenshots ever is this guy who's like, "I'm a fat fuck and I like my truck."
In or out?
See, that's attractive.
Yeah. You in? You out? Yeah.
There's like, it's like a digital peacocking, right? Like
it is.
In the past,
totally.
You'd have to go into a bar and wear like kick-ass red shoes and like a sick top hat. But now on here, you know, you have to write in a way that sets you apart from the group.
Right.
And you can't just be like, check out my dick. Yeah. Anybody want to jump on? You got to say something way cooler.
Well, you can.
You
but
can.
There are people that might be into that, but
I just
it
wouldn't
just depends on what you're going for.
I would say something cooler, like, I'm a doctor.
Right.
And I can clinically make you orgasm, or whatever he said.
And
I hope that's just what every post was just
to
that.
Insurance.
That's all of my posts. Yeah.
My name is John Doctor, and I can orgasm you.
I can orgasm you.
I love the idea.
Good segue. One of the posts that I actually remember from my time, this one I had to deal with, was this guy who literally thought that he could hypnotize people through his keyboard.
Oh, incredible.
Like through the keystroke noise?
No, he
no, just like by
said,
typing to them?
Yeah, he said, I am a master of, what was it, crypto-hypnotherapy or something.
Oh my god, hypno dude.
Hypno dude. Like instinctively, I want to make fun of that person, but I'm also like, if he's sincere, I want to be like, what's up, man? Like, I want to know what your deal is, you know?
And how do we know it doesn't work? I mean, hey.
I don't know.
Prove me wrong, man.
That's true.
Next thing I'm tied up, hogtied somewhere. I gotta. This is a good time for me to ask you, Zath, the question we've all been wanting to ask. When before you were a mod, you were just a guy hanging around, hooking up super hard. But after you became a mod, did you become like a super lover on the sub? Or are you like, can you not?
Were you using your powers for good or evil?
Yeah,
I
good or evil.
Asking.
Like, or were you not allowed to sort of.
I actually referenced that I'm a mod, and that is actually probably 50% of the people who message me literally say, you're a mod? Why are you here?
Oh, really? Do people think you're trolling?
I'm sure some do, yeah. Some people are like, wait, why am I talking to a mod? What's going on?
Yeah. So it gives you a leg up for attention or not, I guess is my
totally. And there's also, question. I think there's a thing – there's such an interesting thing with the mods where there's a, I don't want to say there's a, I mean, it is a celebrity element, but it's also a, it kind of feels like you are talking to the president of a company. You know what I mean? Like you kind of, like you're having a conversation with somebody that you're just like,
yeah, you're
I'm in your territory right now. I need to be respectful, you know?
I don't want to
get trust me, there's no respect going on there, but yeah.
Okay. I'm talking to this mod. I'm going to tell him to fuck off.
Yeah, I'm going to tell the man.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's funny.
Get off, you fuzz.
So are you, I can't remember if you said you're single or you're dating or you're married.
Oh, I'm single currently, yeah.
Yeah, so are you, so do you find personally, so let's talk, this is, okay, so let's talk as a mod and as an individual who started on R4R as just a person.
Yeah,
Do you find success? I don't mean like, are you hooking up with plenty of chicks or dudes, Zath? I mean like, are you meeting people that you're like, I've grown to, I now play Dungeons and Dragons with fucking Jimmy 6ix9ine Hypno Bro 14, who I met on R4R or whatever, right? Like how successful are your endeavors through R4R?
I've had a couple long distance relationships. None have worked out completely. I'd say my longest was about 6 months.
Oh, that's pretty good for somebody you meet solely on R4R. What about platonic? Are you solely pursuant of relationships, or do you ever meet people that you're just like, I need like a gaming buddy, or like I'm going shopping. I need a guy.
Yeah, I've gone for platonic before. They work out okay. I've used them to find friends for playing a game online. Probably.
Have you ever met up with somebody in person on a date?
From R4R, I met up with one person on a date.
Ooh,
they were
steamy,
actually,
spicy. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
They were a mod from Suicide Watch.
Whoa, mods dating mods. Holy
damn,
shit.
That is a narrative I want to hear about. So Suicide Watch is another one that I'm just like, that is like you are like the what's the you're like in the Giver, the kid who can see colors and shit. Isn't that the story? It's like that's kind of your deal on Suicide Watch.
You're an angel.
You're responsible for a lot, right? So what was that like with that person?
It was all right. We didn't really hit it off, but it was really nice to meet them. They were generally a very sweet person. I wish them luck.
Zath, we're getting the bad sounds again.
Got it.
We're hearing a lot of cars.
Sorry. Some of that is me. Sorry about that. So on the note of actually meeting people from R4R, I've met, I think, three people from the R4R community.
Okay.
So I've met Audio. Audio Slave. Mm-hmm.
Audio
Slave.
In person.
He's actually probably one of my best friends.
Oh, sick.
I love it.
I really enjoy meeting people from the internet.
Yeah. Right.
I tell people
it's exciting.
A lot, I'm like, hey, if I know you well enough and you can like pay for the plane ticket, you can come visit me in Hawaii. I have an extra
amazing.
Room.
Oh, that would be
so. I mean, that's
can
just
I?
So.
That's cool.
Douglas, you're in like permanent vacation mode right now.
Yeah. I'm trying not to be like productive.
I've not had a single person take me up on coming to visit me in Hawaii. Not even my family.
You're about to have your first.
Family?
We're pretty close.
Damn.
Actually, I guess in terms of the continental United States, but we're about as close as it gets.
We're just a quick 6-hour flight.
Totally, and I feel like I'm your family now.
What island are you on?
I'm on Oahu. My husband is military.
Beautiful.
Oh, sick. So that's another man. The concept of meeting people that you meet online
is
so interesting.
I've done it on Craigslist before.
Platonic.
Ooh,
totally.
Craigslist,
oh, you've
like
met somebody.
Some people are sketched out by like R4R. Craigslist, it sketches me out more than anything.
Oh, it's way worse. I mean, people have literally been killed through that.
I got into ping pong like 6 years ago. And
oh, you did? I remember that phase.
You just can't play ping pong alone.
We went through a phase.
I was looking for ping pong partners on Craigslist. And I found a few, and they were always like, I'm a guy, and so I was never like too nervous. But this one dude I met was like this old German guy, and he had an old Astro van that was full of junk, like the whole thing. And the only room on the seat was the shotgun seat. And so he asked me to get in his car, and I was like, fuck it, I'm going with it. So we went to like a ping pong club, and the whole time I was waiting for him to like chloroform me, and like I'd wake up. And he's eating my skin, and I'm watching. But he just turned out to be like a cool German guy.
Like
and he's really good at ping
underground
pong.
Underground Korean ping pong club?
Yeah, and we just played ping pong for like a day.
You're lucky.
It worked out.
You're lucky.
So crazy hoarder German man. He's actually pretty cool.
Actually,
really cool
just
ping pong
pretty nice guy. Yeah, but he had all the signs of like, I will eat you.
Yeah, you can't judge a book by their Astro van.
He looked
like
Hannibal Lecter. Yeah, he looked like Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
We still talk all the time. He's the best man at my wedding.
He lives with me now.
I love your wife's like,
you
who's this? Oh, you haven't met? You haven't met Hans?
This Hans?
Is
my German
guy. He's my buddy.
He's got a killer spin. Yeah, Craigslist is definitely a little shakier. I met another guy who I was wanted to play baseball, catch, another two-man sport.
Another thing that you and I have done.
We've done that too. I like activities. You know, I'm into it.
Friday and I will, every once in a while, we'll go to the local high school field and just throw a baseball.
It's
like,
nice.
Like two grown men.
Do you guys wear suits while you do it?
No, we dress in full baseball gear.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just go ready to play just in case somebody goes, hey, we need two guys for the outfield.
For the pros.
We're ready.
We need two guys for the
ready,
Yankees.
Ready, coach. Put us in.
Are you guys available? Yes, we are.
So you went to a guy's place in a cabin. And
he invited me to come up to his cabin like 3 hours away, and I was like,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's like a little
cabin.
Yeah, I like public parks. That's cool, but.
Right.
Cabin in the woods.
Was he just like, but I just want to throw a ball?
That's a little
sketchy. Just like, ooh.
It was sketchy. But I don't know. I've done it, and I don't do it like as much now because I have a little baby and a baby mama, and like I guess I don't have time to go like spend a whole day with some stranger on the internet, really.
Right.
But I've done it, and it always worked out great and fun. And
yeah, I have. I know a lot of through my music thing because I do music a lot. I have this small community of people on Twitter. That we're all on the same label, so we're all we all kind of chat, and they're all in like the UK and random places in the Midwest and whatever. And I don't know any of them, but I know them extremely well. You know what I mean?
It's nice to know that you can travel to any city and have somebody that like at least is sort of a community member or somebody like minded that you can be like, hey man, let's get a beer.
Yeah.
But there's also,
like,
I mean,
that's a nice feeling.
But that's that's what's so interesting about this, the ghosting thing. That's kind of fascinating. Is it's one thing doing it online, but it's like you gotta really kind of have a there's a degree of courage that's required to meet in person. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
that's the exciting part.
It's exciting, but I can see, especially if you're using. I mean, I just finished Ready Player One, and I've kind of been obsessed with that book, and that's kind of it's the best, and it kind of speaks exactly to what we're talking about, right? It's like this world where. You don't actually know who your best friend is, and then when you see them, they're shy and timid and not what you thought, because that was the whole reason they're online, is they want to do something that kind of that they get to recreate who they are and present themselves in a way that they maybe want. But
and have an online
be.
Persona.
Yeah, and have an online persona. And so,
6 feet tall, six pack abs, 16 inch Wang. That's my username.
That's my username.
Yeah.
So you're talking about Ready Player One, something really, really similar that I'm not normally a anime type person, but I watched this anime and it was amazing. Sword Art Online.
Sword Art Online?
Sword Art Online.
Sword Art Online.
Ooh, we love swords.
I mean, we kind of need to do that.
Yeah, that's right up our alley.
Yeah, we're really into swords here.
So Sword Art Online is actually a story of a video. It's a virtual reality video game, and the creator goes nuts and basically traps everyone in the game for 2+ years.
Ooh.
This sounds amazing.
Sounds fun.
If you die in the game, you die in real life because the headgear that you wear has microwaves in it. So if you die, then your avatar gets deleted and then your brain gets fried.
Now we're talking steaks.
I love this idea.
It's
on
good.
Netflix. It
is.
English or Japanese. It's great.
Oh, I'm in.
It's a great
That's a cool idea.
Can you repeat the title again for me?
Sword Art Online.
Perfect.
Online.
I'm watching this, you guys.
Dude, we're in. That's great.
There's even better one that I recently saw. It was .hack.exe, I think, or .hack/.
.hack.exe?
I think so, yeah. It's the same concept, but it's more of the you don't know who you're meeting online. Because it's an online game where people can enter and leave whenever they want, except for there's this one random person who never leaves. One who, like, basically 24 hours just stays and living in this game, and no one knows if they're an actual person, and they just don't have a life.
That's actually like. Is that a show, or is that a movie, or is that a real
thing? It's a show.
Oh, wow.
It's like, yeah.
Is it anime as well?
Yeah, it's anime. It was
dude.
I've been watching more anime lately.
I've been looking for like my way into anime because I love
I got some
Miyazaki
shows for you.
Shit, but I haven't.
One Punch Man.
Oh yeah,
it rules.
I need to watch it.
Yeah,
Dragon Ball Z all the way.
Woo!
Dude, I don't know why. I think
they're like pretty lighthearted and fun.
Well, I think
and they have
Dragon Ball Z. I need like it's kind of like with people in Rick and Morty and shit, where some people go, "I'm not into cartoons," and then you go, "All right, start with this episode." And then it's going to snowball for you, right?
It's like going to Las Vegas. You got to be like, I'm fucking here. I might as well enjoy
totally.
It.
Totally.
You know, you got to
kind
of
like,
accept
I need
it.
My Dragon Ball Z episode or segue.
So Dragon Ball Z is actually really, really hard to watch. You have to watch like the original unabridged Dragon Ball Z.
Right.
There's one villain where his, like they say, oh, the planet's going to blow up in 5 minutes. And then it goes on for another 25 episodes.
Oh,
so
man.
It's terrible. Like the
Did David Foster Wallace write Dragon Ball Z?
It's awful. Like you get like where the fight has progressed almost nowhere, and it's like next time on Dragon Ball Z.
All right, so we are. I think we're approaching Joe Rogan time. I think we're officially kind of getting to the point where we need to wrap this one up. So I think. This has been amazing talking to you guys. I think R for R is this really beautiful thing. That I think, you know, again, we're going to come back to if you're unfamiliar with Reddit, if you're listening to this casually and you're just like maybe thinking about getting into it, I think R4R is sincerely a really interesting place for meeting people.
Yeah.
And trying to, if you're lonely, it seems like it's a big sell. It's like you find other people who are kind of equally maybe in that boat, and it's a great opportunity to form a relationship. I really like it. I think we should actually, as a crew, the DigiReddit crew, it'd be nice to actually try to find somebody and bring them on.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're sitting around and you're bored and you think life sucks, like, let me tell you, it doesn't.
Try to find someone and then bring all three of them on.
Do a triple date.
Yeah.
Triple date at the...
Like a triple R for R date, pod Reddit date.
But we should do it through Discord.
We kind of touched a bit on... I feel like most of the users that we talk about that are regulars, so to speak, that post a lot are like the creepy ones. But there are a lot of people who post pretty often that don't really get a whole lot of responses. But I think that that's just the sheer volume of men that post on Reddit.
And that's true.
We're a lonely race, us men.
Guys should not be guys should not be discouraged at all, because like successes do happen.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
It's just that we don't remember those successes because right. they like they're successful and then they leave R for R. Because,
totally.
You know, they have a good thing happen and then they're done with R for R.
Right.
But I mean, even myself, like I never really used R for R as dating. I mainly used it as like, I need a buddy to go explore with, or
yeah.
totally.
I need somebody to, you know, I just want to make new friends, or, you know, stuff like that.
Exactly. And I think it's one of those things where, I mean, every time somebody's struggling with a relationship, I always try to tell them, don't try to jump into the relationship immediately. Try to like make a friend first and try to get to know somebody. And I think that R for R also presents the interesting opportunity to do that, where if, you know, maybe if you're like, I'm a lonely guy looking for a sexy female who loves cats, or you could be like, I'm looking for somebody to like play a board game with, preferably a woman, but like, what's up, right? Because then you might meet her friends, yeah. it might meet his friends. I mean, whatever. There's a million ways
yeah.
to
She's
form
like,
a relationship
what?
With
I'm
people.
I'm Gwyneth Paltrow, and I'm friends
right.
with a ton
guess
of
what?
Other people.
I'm James Dean.
Yeah.
So
come to my house party.
The 50s heartthrob.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Or the porn star.
Or the porn star.
The average right. looking white man porn
yes.
star.
Yes. Okay, so thank you so much to Forth and Zath.
Yeah,
you guys
were awesome.
You guys are great. You guys are officially friends of the pod, and hopefully we can do this again. I think we love just hearing about something like R4R. There's always developing stories too. So it's like if something happens, if something comes up,
yeah, contact us.
Let us know, man.
Yeah.
We'd love to. If some drama happens, if somebody gets burned, if somebody gets married and they want to talk about it, let's do it, man.
Yeah, we need love story.
Yeah,
like
so,
those eHarmony commercials.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Sure.
We absolutely all right. will keep in touch with you guys.
That's great. And thank you cool. so much for dealing with our unbelievable technology problems earlier. And
I know. Your patience was beautiful.
Yeah, hopefully all of Zath's. I know Zath sounds like he's speaking to us from space in another galaxy right now, but we'll try to fix that and hopefully it works. So
Zath's actually on the moon.
You're right.
He's an astronaut.
So freaking cool.
I know. All right.
So cool. Thanks, guys. You guys are awesome humans.
Yes. Thank you, guys. Again, congratulations, Forth. You just got married. That's awesome.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
That was Zath and Forth, moderators
guys.
Of R4R.
Aloha.
Aloha. Mahalo, friends.
All right.
Are
so
we still recording?
No, we're no longer recording. Well, we're still recording, but we're no longer on the horn with them.
But the three of us are?
Yeah, we're on.
Cool.
They're
fucking great, dude.
Really
they
nice.
I love
awesome.
That.
Man, the internet.
It's so, man, you know.
Looks like we should book some tickets to Oahu.
Yeah, I want to meet up with them.
We pretty much and everybody that listens to this pod just got the open invite, I'm pretty
yeah.
sure. So,
pretty sure.
Yeah, pretty sure this happened.
I don't even think we need to tell her we're coming.
Yeah.
She sounds like she knows.
Hey, we're looking for somebody named Forth is
Forth?
Her name?
Is there Zach?
Forth
Zach?
Invention? She's friends with a guy named Zach somewhere in Hawaii. So.
We just show up to the military
base. We'll be here, so just let us know.
Yeah. Can we shoot some tanks? Or?
Yeah.
shoot some text
with your husband or?
All right
all right, so that was great. Do you guys have we should probably do a couple randoms to close this one out.
I think that was one random
that was R for R
that was our
first mod post. I think it's gonna sound a little glitchy with
some
of the stuff.
We'll figure it out,
but look,
it's not like you haven't heard glitches
curve.
On this podcast
yeah
before.
Bro look, man, I mean we're a small operation, we're looking for the big bucks from Silicon Valley to come in and really pump this thing full of juice.
Exactly.
I mean, I think that that's one that I kind of want to like follow the storyline, right? Because I feel like there's going to be, you know, there are a lot of interesting things that come from a place like R4R, where it's like they're constantly posting, new relationships are formed all the time. It almost feels like you're watching a reality show, you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like if you're really paying attention. So I'd be curious to see if there are other characters develop out of that. And yeah, if Hypno Doctor 69 is listening to this right now. Let us know.
All right,
let's do a couple randoms.
I just found a random before I have to bolt. This one seems really awesome. It's called Neckbeard Stories.
Oh.
Whoa.
It's a place for text-based neckbeard encounters in the wild.
Oh, boy.
So, like, some examples are the neckbeard who threatened to blackmail me so he could hook up with my friend.
Oh, God.
Or the neckbeard...
What's the blackmailed? Blackmail.
Blackmail.
I know what it
blackmailed.
Is, but what's the blackmail?
It's a
it must be, like, a...
Let's
like,
see.
I saw you.
I bet it's nudes.
I'll call Greg. Now, okay. Greg was a disgusting human being who never learned the concept of shower, normal human relations. He was frequently sent home for smelling.
The smelly kid.
His only friends were fellow neckbeards.
Right.
While I'm now a proudly gay man, I was in the closet except to a few friends, who just so happened to be the prettiest girls at school. I wasn't super effeminate either because this was in the South and I didn't want to be the next Matthew Shepard. Greg was a freshman who had an older brother who was the exact opposite. He was an Adonis who I had a huge crush on. Sometimes it was fairly obvious that I had a crush on him, and Greg seems to have picked up on it. One of my lady friends was a PYT, pretty young thing, named Britt. Now, Britt may have been very beautiful, but she was also very smart. I was particularly close to her, so we sat by each other at lunch. Apparently, Greg and Britt, Greg liked Britt and was known to make uncomfortable passes at her. Greg is the neckbeard. But she was always gracious because she's a wonderful girl. So he comes up to our OP. Britt's really hot. She acts like she likes you. And then he would say, we're just friends, you know. My brother only likes girls. Normal guys like girls. I was starting to get nervous. You should tell Britt to go out with me, or I'll tell my brother all about you. Fuck.
Damn, dude.
You, Greg.
Fuck you, Greg.
Damn.
Threatening to out this guy. His permission is all he needs to get with Britt. Nice try, you fucker.
That's my assumption of how the business community works.
Everything's based on blackmail.
Well, because I basically just watch like House of Cards, and I'm like, is that what I'm doing wrong? I'm not threatening enough people with death.
I mean, yeah. Our world is if we use House of Cards as a metric, we're fucked.
Yeah.
Are you on a Sprint subreddit?
Yeah, I just found I don't even understand why anybody would ever engage in this subreddit, but...
Do you think that's, like, Sprint runs it, or a bunch of people who are just huge
fans?
There's
absolutely no way that people that are normal people probably do not run this Sprint subreddit. But I landed on a Sprint subreddit, and from what I can tell, it's them trying to make Sprint seem like a hip, fun brand. And it looks like literally the lamest thing I've ever seen, but...
Do you think this is better or worse for their brand, having it? In general.
Hold my fries.
Oh!
Oh, this is... Oh, you know what? You know what this... Yeah, you know what?
I know
I think
this one. This is a good one.
This is a really good one. So this is...
This is a very visual...
This is chubby people doing crazy things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to do one more random to close it out? Mafreed?
Yep. Let me pull up my Reddit juice. I'm going to click my Reddit button. Holy...
What'd you do? What'd you get?
I got, next. Oh, this is my life now. This is kind of interesting.
Oh, this, I love these. These are ones where.
This is a subreddit with GIFs or pics of people and animals accepting their uncommon situations.
Right.
So I guess there's been a hurricane. I've just adopted 1,600 dogs. This is my life now. Like I run.
Oh, is that happened? That really happened?
Well, I bet there's someone down there who's adopted like 20 animals and they're waiting to rehome them. And they're like, this is my life now. And they're doing like the right thing. And that's it's a crazy thing that
it is
has happened. I mean, you know,
crazy thing
hey,
that's happened.
Life happens.
Yeah.
You gotta just,
you're so right.
You're so right.
Yeah. I mean, let me drop some deep knowledge on you guys out there.
So right.
If you guys were thinking about just giving up, don't. Go adopt
Suicide
20
Watch.
Dogs.
That was we kind of glossed over that, but homeboy Zath met up with one of the mods from Suicide Watch.
Yeah,
that's fucking dope, dude.
I know.
I want to
watch out for that though. Ted Bundy was a suicide hotline operator.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's true, man. Oh, dude, what a good idea for him.
I know, right? Bunch of vulnerable people.
Vulnerable people to kill.
Well,
good opportunity.
On that note,
that's a great note to end on. All right, so apart from our predictable technological issues, that was a lot.
You know
of fun.
What?
I really
it was actually
them
pretty
lot.
Good. I think Zath was just
moving.
On a telephone, and that connection is just not as consistent as the internet.
I agree with that.
So if he was on a more consistent line, I think it would have been pretty good.
Yeah,
actually.
And I think
we're gonna
we'll
need to
never
have him
understand
for overdubs.
Yeah,
fourth, Discord, but we understand Google. So
fourth sounded like butter.
Yeah, she was silky sweet voice.
Love them both.
And it was a music man at major in jazz.
Has anybody ever thrown like a R for R party?
Soiree.
Like hey, we're meeting in
like a LAN party where they all sit in different rooms
in
and play Halo and never
Idaho,
talk to each other.
And everyone who wants to come, it's gonna be a ripper.
That's a good idea. Maybe that's the future.
Sponsored by Sprint though.
Sponsored by Sprint. R for You just sit, you just get in different rooms and talk to each other on the phone.
Yeah. No, I just think it could be a fun like experiment.
That see, would be a
see
fun,
who shows up.
Maybe that's a Did You Reddit special occasion we do at some point. We're doing an R for R meetup.
I would love that.
You think it's 90% dudes?
Guaranteed.
Hopefully.
Dog Boobs is going to be the
bell of the ball.
The bell of the ball.
That's what I want.
Maybe you get to finally meet your aviator guy.
Oh, I'll invite him.
Isn't he 15 though?
Yeah.
Oh. Did he say he has a girlfriend to you?
What's the ticker on him is only like what? I don't know, 1,200 days or something?
I should create a ticker.
Should we make? Yeah.
But
we make
he is
a,
dating someone.
So
yeah, but that's not gonna last.
No, he's 15.
Way. He's 15. No one gets. No
wait,
one.
Wait till he gets that chin strap.
She doesn't understand him. No, she doesn't understand how he likes to make plane crash simulations. She doesn't get it like I do.
We need to probably make a countdown clock like they used to do for the Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Alexander Iqbal.
You would find some creep somewhere. We're just like, count down until they turn 18. Yeah. Like they have. Like,
and
have
then
a
once they turn
chance.
18, I'm going to fuck them so
we're
hard.
We're going to date, dude. I can't wait. So you need to do that for the flight crash simulation.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll set it up for sure.
All right, perfect. All right, we're closing this one out. We're officially in Joe Rogan time.
Woo!
This is Did You Reddit? Talking with the mods from R4R, or two of the mods, rather, Zath and Forth. My name is It's Your Dad.
I am Dog Boobs.
And my free day.
If you want to hit us up at hi@didyoureddit.com, or you can get it on our Facebook page, Did You Reddit. And of course, rate us, like us, share us, all those needy things that people that do podcasts and things like YouTube videos ask for.
Buy a sword.
Buy a sword from TrueSwords.com. We get 30% of every sword that you buy. So
feel free to send us options,
psych!
And we'll help you decide on the perfect sword for you.
They probably have at least one BOGO deal right now.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And if you're listening to this True Swords, why don't you return my fucking calls, guys? Come on, guys.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Talk to you next time. Phone Did You Reddit. Bye.
Bye.